had you on last year. We talked about Ebola, and you reckon it was some kind of toxicity that was causing that.
That's right.
Yeah.
There were people that were caught pouring from formaldehyde into the community water systems. And when you look at all of the symptoms that have to do with Ebola, they are exactly the same as formaldehyde poisoning.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are things that we also need to consider. Of course, since all of this began a year ago, I've really had to put my nose in the books and try to figure out some of these so-called viruses. And it seems to me that other than a biological conflict, which would give us a flu kind of symptom or flu-like symptoms, the majority of these so-called viruses are all the cause of poisonings of some sort. So I agree with James. Yes, the vaccines contain a horrendous amount of poisons. You know, when we in the GNM, we already know that when we take a pharmaceutical, the side effects really do depend on pre-existing conflicts and or their healing phases. So this is why there are so many different kinds of reactions when someone takes a drug or a pharmaceutical. And this is also why there are so many different kinds of reactions when someone takes a shot. So it really depends on what the individual already has going on. You know, in Canada, the Food and Drug Act allows for an ingredient within an ingredient, and this is to escape listing it. As long as it's in the same category, for example, MSG doesn't need to be specified if it's an ingredient in spices, which it isn't, of course, but it is listed as a spice with Food and Drug. So, and it's been approved, so they get away with it. Now, what do you think is happening with vaccines? It's exactly the same thing. Now, Food and Drug also controls pharmaceuticals. So, if an ingredient in an adjuvant is categorized as an adjuvant, it doesn't need to be listed. So, in this case, we're talking about nanoparticles because they are also categorized as adjuvants. So, they don't have to be listed. So, when you look at the ingredients in any of these so-called mRNA vaccines, nanoparticles aren't listed. But they're still in there, and it's those nanoparticles that are apparently wreaking havoc on the physical body.
Or how do they call them? Something else, maybe something, or
Well, yes, the bottom line
sometimes
is
when I look at
this.
some of these, contain natural flavorings, but how much are they?
Exactly, it's disguised.
It's disguised, and then.